Let me just... You didn't happen to see the programme about the weather this week?
Well, Savage Skies.
About the coldest place on Earth.
I keep thinking it's a one-off show and it's not back anymore.
All right, well, it's not radio entertainment, but after the show, I'm going to tell you all about the coldest place on Earth.
Why? Is there nothing we can spare?
Yeah, of course. And for those of you who didn't see it, what you've missed is a place... coldest place on Earth, of course. Average temperature in the winter, minus 40 degrees Celsius. What? Recorded temperature, minus 71 degrees Celsius. First thing in the morning, these people get up and set fire to all the trucks. They light a big fire under the trucks in order to get the brake fluid and the petrol moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and bits that I like best, two things. One, the fellow who runs a small airport this town, the town only exists to service highway through Siberia, through eastern Siberia. In fact, it's called Oh My Arse, I have to tell you that.
Really?
Like, Oh My Arse, it's called.
Oh My Arse?
Oh My Arse, sir.
Is it really?
It is. No spin on it.
Somebody ring us up and just because otherwise Dan does this to me sometimes.
It's called really cool. Oh My Arse. And
it is the coldest place in the world, sir.
Oh My Arse, yeah. It is.
Alfred, that's my response to you telling me the coldest place in the world.
All right. But let me continue. The fellow who runs Little Airport, it was sort of giving him a guided tour of the
Where
place.
Would you see?
You know my arse.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
And he said, this is my house. And he opens the front door. He opens the door.
Yeah.
Porch, about the size of this studio. Big porch. Of course, you can't afford to heat every room when you're in the coldest place. Mm-hmm.
So
the porch serves in the winter as a huge walk-in fridge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Two things. He says, I caught these in the summer and produces a gigantic block. You can only describe it as a block of fish all stuck together in the cold. All wriggling all over. Then the wife said, I'll make you a cup of coffee. She goes out to the big fridge and comes back with a great big lump of something white. She then puts it into a saucepan. This is how the milk is in Oh My Arse. The milk comes in big blocks.
Now, got what do you call those? Atlases. Just ring us up and confirm this. I can't believe it. I think he's just like saying it.
But best of all, the school playtime. Playtime at the school. Little kids, beautiful, oriental-looking Siberian children. They're wearing furs from head to foot because man-made fabrics are too brittle in this weather.
Yeah.
But furs will... They're allowed out to play for 20 minutes. If it's minus 40, they're allowed out to play. That's okay, provided you keep most of your skin turned, covered up. At minus 45 degrees under, little baby lungs become ice spicules and they die. At minus 50, your flesh freezes on your face. So they send them out to play for 20 minutes, but the effort is so enormous because it's so cold, you're still getting the air in out of your body. They show them coming back into the classroom, 20 little bunk beds, which they all got into, to have a kick because they've been so draining coming out to play.
I've missed that this week.
Never mind the fellas setting fire to the ground and bashing it with long pointed poles because somebody had the temerity to die and they need to dig a grave into the permafrost.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
One of the few places in the world if you're doing a crossword and it says block of F something. It wouldn't be block of flat.
No.
One place in the world. And where would that be again?
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, right.